everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Hi, Mega Maniacs. Welcome to the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw Post-Show, here on MegaPowersRadio.com. If this is your first time tuning in here, we don't call ourselves the most interactive post-Raw experience available for no good goddamn reason. We are going to be inviting all of you listeners out there to participate. Post your questions. Tell us what you thought about Raw, or honestly, on a night like tonight, tell us whatever is on your mind at all. This show tonight was fucking awful. Now, I've really been trying to be on the positive side of things the last few weeks and try to see the brighter side. This show was just the most drooling 3 hours I've ever watched. Guys, are you on the same boat as this?
I think you're a bit strong saying it's the worst ever, but it was a terrible fucking show. It had its moments, but it was such a poorly paced evening that 3 hours seemed like four.
I wouldn't go to so bad or so far as to say that it was like horrible or anything, but I am so tired today and I fell asleep 6 times during this episode.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
The show shouldn't even be so long that you have an opportunity to fall asleep 6 times. That's a problem.
I had more fun watching that Snapchat that you just sent. Demon Payton.
You got used to Snapchat real quick, didn't you?
I'm getting into it. Yeah, if you listeners out there on the Snapchat, find me on there at Payton's Place. I could use more Snapchat friends to send all the stupid shit I'm coming up with. On there. In the meantime, though, if you want to join in on this show, like I said, we want to hear what you got to say. You can join us via the phone lines by picking up your phone, dialing area code 760-512-7247. You can join us in the chat room, which is already opened up. Shoutouts to all the cool cats who got here early. Kalen, Ferris, Silent Wind of Doom, Time Paradox, Wazili, and our good friend, Mysticata, Drew White. And also guest 4067. I don't know who you are, but you should totally register with Blog Talk Radio, as well as any other people out there who are not. Then you can hang out with all those other cool folks in the chat room there. Ooh, Creepers Under Radar just popped in. Welcome, buddy. You can also join us by Twitter, at Raw Post Show, the Facebook official group, The Mega Maniacs. Just search for it on there. And any of those ways. I should really open up an email address for you weirdos still using that. Maybe a P.O. Box carrier pigeon. Whatever you're into.
I don't know. With some of the offensive stuff that we say, I wouldn't want a P.O. box. I don't know. Want to know what people would send us.
Hey, guys. Sent you a dead rat. Hope you like it.
Well, that's probably what fucking, what was that, Tomcat would do? Freaking send you a dead rat with a freaking cannon or something. We'll get to that. yeah, join us via all those means. And if you really enjoy the show tonight, guys, please help us out by supporting us on all the various means. We are on Patreon, where you can subscribe to us by giving as little as $1 a month. Shoutouts to our number one fan, Awesome Piano Man, who has supported both us, Smarkout Moment, and pretty much every project we ever do. He donates generously on there. The rest of you out there, you know, we do this show for you every week, ad-free. We do this because... not at this point that we love Raw, because that's really not what we're doing. I mean, we are wrestling fans, and you know, we stick around through the good and the bad and the bad. It is expensive to do this. You know, this takes time. It takes a website that we have to host all this stuff on, and most importantly, Blog Talk Radio. It all costs money, and it all comes out of pocket for us. We do day jobs. It's not like we do this as our number one thing. So if you enjoy us, please check out those ways and help us keep the lights on here and keep bringing you all the cool stuff that we're doing. really help us out. If you can't do that, though, I know times are tough, or some of you maybe just don't have it. You can just support us by following us on all of our means, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, subscribe to us, rate us, review us, help other folks find us because maybe they will want to give us money. okay. Anyway, fellas, I always like to start the conversation off by asking you guys what the number one thing you took away tonight was. I should introduce you while I do that. I'm Mike Payton. With me tonight, first off, is Steven Huego. You already heard him speak earlier. Huego, what's the number one thing you took tonight?
Jeez, that's a hard one. Other than the fact that I was just incredibly bored, I guess John Cena and Dolph Ziggler had a solid match tonight, and probably the only positive I'm going to have to say tonight.
And also with us, the main man of SmartCountMoment.com and the Smack Talk podcast, Mr. Tony Mango. What is the number one thing you took away from it?
Probably about 10 minutes of shut-eye.
That's good. Six times, you only got 10 minutes?
Well, I dozed off momentarily. It was like a, you know, oh, Roman Reigns is coming down to the ring. And, oh, wait, we got a match? When that happened? Like that kind of a thing.
I have to say, above all other things, not really feeling a build to Hell in a Cell here.
I think mean video packages aren't doing it for you?
I think it was Wago who said earlier that Undertaker's crusty ass, I'm quoting him, needs to show up tonight.
That incorrectly quoting me. I said moldy ass.
Oh, moldy ass. Pardon me. And you know, I really thought you were right. I mean, you're in a town like Chicago, which is one of the smarkier crowds and a little bit more brutal on what you put out there, as we saw with Roman Reigns' promo tonight. They should have had something like that, or at least Brock Lesnar. I mean, you've been making more appearances with him. And no, we just got some promos. I mean, there was promos all over the goddamn place. But for that feud especially, which is, I'm guaranteeing, is going to be the main event, right? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, as I was saying in our little chat earlier, as far as having the Undertaker vs. Brock Lesnar feud with no build to it, we've done that. It sucked. So why are we reliving it again? There's clearly mistakes in the past which they can learn from, but they're not. And that's a running theme for the WWE right now. I don't, like, the only feuds that we've got really going into this pay-per-view are the quote-unquote Divas Revolution and Seth Rollins vs. Kane. Nothing else has been really built up.
Oh, Dudley's and New Day.
Wyatt Reigns.
Now it seems like they're doing freaking Dudley's and Dean Ambrose for some reason.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or like, not Dudley's, New Day.
The New Day and the Dudley's like are having less interactions now, too. It's just a weird build right now.
Well, what I think they might be aiming to do at New Day is taking them into a direction where they're just pissing everybody off. Kind of like how they booked Kevin Owens on NXT. They're just going to have like five or six enemies at a time.
I think they've realized that New Day really are the best thing going. And they even said that tonight. I mean, of course, New Day were the ones saying it. But like, they really are. And I think that they kind of are in the mentality right now where they're like, I don't really want to do a whole lot of work. But New Day's good. Let's have them go out and do something. And then the rest of the card's just like, and then whatever, I don't know, these guys fight or something.
They even got to a point where they plugged Xavier Woods' YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And not even just like, you know, a brief mention on commentary in the middle of their match. They had a slide on the screen with the URL and everything.
They should. It's a good channel. And it's not the only show that got a plug for Up, Up, Down, Down this week.
We always hear that bullshit about brass rings. If anyone's grabbed it, it's got to be the New Day, right?
Well, I mean, a trombone is made of brass.
I mean, they took the ball and run with it. Tony's right. They are the best thing going right now. And it's sad because there's so many other talented guys on that roster. And what was meant to be a lower mid-card comedy act has just shone and shined. And it's been awesome.
And they almost didn't get that chance, too. I mean, we spent those couple of months where it looked like they weren't going to do anything with the team.
And that odd one evening where it looked like it was going to be a full-on Nation of Domination again.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
If they really wouldn't get like such amazing things. Like booty.
And what if they kept trying to do that awful baby-facing they were doing in the beginning?
Yeah.
All right, fellas. This is not a good edition of Raw, and I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of talk about it, so I think we're going to zoom through a lot of this. As has been previously mentioned, or if perhaps you've just been out of the loop and you never saw it before, a lot of us have, well, me and Tony, I should say, along with other people, went to New York Comic Con, and it was a very, very busy weekend, very exhausting weekend, lots of fun, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about that throughout the evening, but obviously we're both very, very tired. I'm sure you could hear it in both of our voices. Talking very loudly just to get over the crowd noise, but then of course we're just very obnoxious and we're screaming all types of shit all weekend.
One of those things was the whole booty.
Oh yeah, booty. We used booty as a way to find each other in when we got lost in the big crowds. You can say booty, and then the person goes booty. It's kind of like Marco Polo. Yeah, you can call it the booty call.
Why didn't we think about this whole friggin' week?
Yeah, you had a weekend and you didn't come up with that. Jesus, guys.
We were too busy continuing to say booty.
Yeah, I did. You were just saying booty all the time. So you didn't hear me say it.
Booty, son.
Yeah, I got plenty of those Snapchats from Dace.
Did you? This is why you all need to follow all of us on the Snapchats. All right, so let's just start from the bottom and run through this really fast. We had Dean Ambrose and Randy Orton in the ring. They're not getting along, but here comes the New Day. Whatever they did. I didn't take very detailed notes. Not my fault, I swear. Kane appears on the Tron to set up a tag match playa. Orton and Ambrose versus Big E and Kofi. Kofi uses the brains to shove Orton into Ambrose, roll him up for the pin, furthering dissension between them, building steam for the New Day. And I believe Tony called this from the beginning.
Yep. It's pretty like a standard kind of operating procedure that they usually do. And, you know, Michael Cole sit there and go like, well, I don't know, if they can't win this match, then how are they going to work together at Hell in a Cell? Huh, guys?
Huh? The whole setup to this match was goddamn terrible, too. It was, I was surprised when we had an Ambrose coming out in the beginning and cutting a promo. And it was a solid promo. Then Orton came out and they fought, like, had this forced bickering. It was so goddamn awkward and Orton was stumbling through his promo. The New Day saved what was left of that segment, but goddamn, it was way too long just to set up an opening match.
I do like how it kind of boiled down to, hey guys, I'm Dean Ambrose. I'm kind of cool, right? You like me? Awesome. Well, hold on a second. Randy Orton's coming out. Randy Orton's just kind of sitting there like, yeah, but like, fuck you or something. And then he's like, okay, well, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
That's essentially what happened. It was like, hey, buddy, fuck you. Hey, fuck you, guy. Nah, fuck you, buddy.
I'm not your tag team partner.
I'm not your buddy, friend. Yeah.
Terrible.
It was not very good. New Day, of course, as we've been saying, were the best part of this whole thing. And that, you know, now that I'm thinking back to it, that booty is not the only New Day reference that we had throughout this weekend. You want to describe the other one, Tony?
You're talking about the bear hands that we were doing?
Bear hands?
They referred to him as bear hands tonight. The little, like, grabbing the air kind of
really?
Thing.
Really? They actually have a term for it now?
Yeah, they said, oh, bear hands. Bear hands. That's the only note I wrote down about this.
Okay. Yes, that.
All right.
Oh, I like bear hands.
Glad you clarified that.
Well, no, it wasn't just the bear hands. What else happened?
You lost me now.
Jesus Christ. Keep it tight for daddy.
Oh, did they say that?
No, we did all weekend.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that they said it on this. Remember, no. I'm tired. Oh, man, the keep it tight for daddy thing, that went on way too long.
Yeah, I'm lost.
We had people that, well, for people who don't watch Up, Up, Down, Down, Xavier Woods' like catchphrase, sign-off phrase is keep it tight. So he'll end every episode and it'll be like, all right, guys, like, subscribe, follow, you know, whatever. On Instagram, I'm this. And on Twitter, it's this. And that'll be it for the episode. Everybody, keep it tight. It's kind of gotten to the point now where it's like, well, the other people on the show will be like, all right, now tell them to keep it tight. And, you know, Damian Sandow will wrap it or some bullshit like that or whatever like that. But the best episode is the Octodad one with Big E. and it ends with them whispering, and it's just the stupidest thing in the world of Big E just being like, "Dad, I said you gotta keep it tight for the kids." It's
like, "I'm the daddy.
I'm the daddy. Keep it tight for daddy." This is like our ongoing singing this in the middle of New York City kind of bullshit with, thousands of people around us and stuff. New Day, man. Fucking rock.
We did a lot of the New Day rocks claps to all types of things.
What was that?
The food.
Yeah, eat some food, I think it was. Yeah, we were like the most obnoxious fucking people there. And
just saying a lot.
And we were awesome.
Oh, we got to go back to talking about Raw.
Oh, damn it. Versus Hot Harley Quinn.
And we got our first of a Brock Lesnar and Undertaker video package, which it was a good video package. It was recapping like their story in chapters. They had chapter one, chapter two. The guy who does the video packages, I've said many times, he's top notch, but this just was not doing it for me. If this played before their match, yeah, I would be like, yes, fucking awesome. Matter of fact, this probably will be the one they play before their match, but it's not doing it for me tonight. How about you guys?
No, WWE's just got a big oversaturation problem right now, and they keep throwing variations of these video packages on all their products, and once you've seen one video, you've seen them all, so it's not going to hype me for the match whatsoever, unless we actually see a physical altercation or a goddamn promo. Why couldn't they even just trot Heyman out here tonight? They couldn't even do that.
I don't want to see another Heyman promo either. Like, I've gotten to the point now where I actually would rather see, if they're doing a Brock Lesnar feud, just don't do anything. Just say, all right, Brock Lesnar is going to face so-and-so. We'll see you there. End of it. People are going to tune in anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm getting tired of this Undertaker feud and nothing's happened in it. So if you would have just said, this match is happening, I'd be like, all right, that's kind of cool.
Wasn't that basically what they're doing then?
Yeah, but I mean, like, don't even run any video packages. Just kind of go like, remember, guys, that match is going to happen. And then just move on. That quick graphic that they show, that's all you need.
Is it odd that I was more excited for the Kofi Kingston match than I was the Undertaker one?
You mean the Beast Knees match?
Yeah, I was actually like really pumped to see that. I thought
there was so much curiosity in it. That's why. It's like, what the hell? How the hell are they going to book this?
And then I've got this one, and I'm like, I'm sure it'll be a fun match, but I don't really care.
I mean, I do. I don't know who's going to win, honestly.
Taker.
No, don't give you that much. I think Brock Lesnar's going to win, but...
See, you both just said different people.
Kofi.
Well, after this, we had another video package.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
This one was for Sasha Banks and Bayley and their match that they had at NXT TakeOver Respect. Well-deserved. Awesome. They had all these like headlines from major newspaper outlets that were praising the match and the whole progress that women are making down in NXT. Too bad they're not making it on the main roster. And again, fine video package on its own, but with this whole show... Fuck. Especially right after another one right before it. Fellas, do you even remember this video package?
That must have been the first time I fell asleep. I don't remember this at all.
I vaguely remember it. It was nice, them recapping NXT, but I'll give NXT a chance. I'm done giving Divas a chance.
Man, there's so much good stuff going on. The NXT, and we were all worried, like, with Charlotte and Becky and Sasha coming up. It's like, what the hell are they going to do down there now? They're going to have to rely on Eva Marie and Dana Brooke.
And then it's like, oh shit, Dana Brooke stepped it up.
Mm-hmm. She's been hiding it. She's been stuck with fucking Emma behind her. Oh wait, Emma got hot too? Oh shit. Oh, who's this really cool Japanese chick?
Yeah, Asuka. She's like my favorite female wrestler in the entire company right now. Such a fucking mark for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, we unfortunately have to talk about Divas on the main roster.
Oh, come on.
Nikki Bella versus Naomi. This typical Raw Divas match. As we see, the Divas Revolution did absolutely fucking nothing. Brie Bella gets on the announcer's table at one point and starts chanting, "We want Sasha," into a microphone, further trying to perpetuate the internal destruction of Team Bad. It distracts Naomi enough for Nikki to hit the rack attack, pick up the victory. Cool. Fuck this stupid Divas story.
I think they were banking on the fans actually already starting to chant "We want Sasha" like they had been all the other weeks. But the fans just didn't decided against it tonight. So it got real awkward.
Well, the opening segment of the night, the fans were really into Ambrose and Orton and New Day. And then it seemed like the whole rest of the night, they were like, "Hey, fuck everybody."
My favorite part was that one guy who was really passionately singing along with the "John Cena sucks."
Yeah, I think this was the second time in the night I fell asleep. Because I do remember hearing that Nikki Bella hit the rack attack, but I don't remember hearing Brie Bella saying anything. So that was another little dose off. That was number two. I'm going to try to keep track of this while we're going along.
Can we just comment once again on how awesome it is that Nikki's finisher is called the rack attack?
Oh, it's so perfect. And then she's facing Naomi, whose finisher is the fucking rear
view.
Yeah.
Yeah, these women aren't being sexualized or anything.
Sad part is they probably came up with the names themselves.
We had another segment where Payday sent out Byron Saxton to ask the WWE fans who they think the most unconventional superstar or diva is. We got about like two or three votes for Dean Ambrose, but majority of the ones they shown said Paige. So Byron Saxton tells Paige this and she's all happy and thanks the universe. Then she pulls a Payday out of, that sounds gross. She pulls the candy bar out of Byron Saxton's coat jacket, kisses it. This isn't getting any better. And walks away.
How conventional of her.
Yeah. That's her Payday now.
Payday I sucks. Took a piss as soon as I saw a segment focused on Byron Saxton, so I missed all of this. It was great.
Yeah, Payday isn't a very good candy bar. I mean, I'll eat it, but like their whole thing is like, "Oh, we don't even need chocolate." It's like, yeah, you'd be better with it though.
Yeah, you do need chocolate. You want to spice this segment up a little bit? Make her pull out Nutrageous.
Let's spice up the show a little bit. We're going to open up the phone line. So anyone out there who wants to call in, you go ahead and get that in. We'll be opening them up, as soon as we can. If you have to wait a little bit, I apologize. Please be patient. We will try to get every single caller into the show. Again, the number to dial is area code 760-512-7247. And we're going to take our first caller now who is, I don't know. I don't recognize this number. It's weird. Let's see who this is. Call. Caller?
Yes. Hello. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're good. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. My name is Mr. James, Mr. James Miller. I'm, from the Department of Court Headquarters in, New York City.
The Department and of, recently the de- we wait, just, wait, 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 the Department of, the Department of Headquarters?
Like, the headquarters, the official headquarters of everything.
Oh, the call dropped. Oh, no.
I hope that he was the administrator of Captain.
Detective John Miller, if you could please give a call back. I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about tonight's edition of Raw.
His name was John Miller? I thought it was Jeff Miller.
No, it's not Jeff Miller.
I don't know who that was. In the meantime, we're going to continue the show here. We had John Cena coming out for his United States Open Challenge. Last week, they teased it being answered by Dolph Ziggler, but he was taken out by the New Day. This time, I guess New Day was distracted drinking milk out of wine glasses or whatever they were doing. So Dolph Ziggler actually is able to come out and answer the United States Open Challenge. They have a hell of a match. It's good to see a return to form of these John Cena Open Challenges being the highlight of being one of the best matches of the night, if not the best match of the night. Cena pulls out the win, though, with the attitude adjustment. One of the best parts of the whole match is Dolph Ziggler revving up for the super kick by tuning up the band, which just hit my nostalgia receptors so hard. Fucking awesome. Fellas, any thoughts for this?
I'll just echo something that we discussed in the Mega Maniacs, that I think they need to make that super kick exclusive to Dolph. Stop the Usos doing it. Stop Rusev doing it. Stop Owens doing it. Stop whoever else is doing it. Let him start using the Shawn Michaels turning up the band and get that move over. It's too good of a move to be thrown away to everybody and the Young Bucks.
Fucking Young Bucks.
Hey, I just want to interrupt this in the middle of it to talk about this dude who got married.
Yeah, what the fuck was with that?
That was so random.
It was like, what was the context of this? Did they just kind of stop and he just went like, I noticed this sign. Like,
I think he proposed in the audience. The fans made a big deal of it, so he noticed and reacted to it.
Yeah, no, I watched it back. The fans like are all chanting yes and looking away from the ring. So John Cena's like looking up, and the guy had a sign that says she said yes. What I'm wondering is what would happen if she had said no.
He would have flipped the sign over. Did he propose like in the middle of the match?
I'm guessing so. Like, what an odd time. Like, I'm bringing my girl to this match. Like, oh, John Cena's in the ring.
Hey, you know what, though? Best timing ever, apparently, because he got a shout out from fucking John Cena in the middle of a match. Doesn't get much better than that.
That's true.
It was a unique Raw moment, that's for sure. I mean, John Cena calls out anybody in the fucking crowd these days.
Yeah, because he's hoping if he calls that one person out, then he's got one more fan.
Yo, that dude just married that chick with cancer. That's awesome. Woo!
Chick was cute.
I didn't even notice the two of them. I saw one dude that was just kind of like, yeah, when they cut to that guy. And I was just like, all right, well, if he got married, then like...
That was the guy.
I didn't see the girl that was next to him.
No. Guess you weren't looking. We got a caller back in the line. Let's see if we can get them back in here. Caller, you back with us?
Snarf?
Hi, yes. Like I said, you guys hung up on me. My name is Mr. James Miller from the Federal Services of New York City. I've been a lawyer here in this town for like 18 years. And two of my people came over here this Tuesday afternoon, and they said that you harassed him and harassed him for something that you did.
Something that you did? Shouldn't you know that?
I believe something, yes, but...
Uh-oh, retard alert! Retard alert, class!
Frickin' Jeff Miller.
But as I was saying, go on. As I was saying, legally action, Mr. Groves and Mr. DiGirolamo, they were recently booted off your Mega Powers radio show. Is that correct?
What was the question?
Mr. Groves and Mr. DiGirolamo, were they booted off your Mega Powers radio? Is that correct?
No, they got themselves kicked off.
Oh, got themselves kicked off. Well, they happen to have legally filed a lawsuit against you. And if you don't mind, can I talk to your investigator, Mr. Cliff Clefton, please?
I mean, he's a very busy man. I don't know if he's going to be available to get in. Maybe you could leave a message for him.
Oh, okay. Well, that won't be necessary because you... Mega Powers Radio, consider yourself sued because you have just been trolled by John. Oh, who's the loser now, bitches?
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
So who's suing us, Mr. DiRomano?
You.
Wait, what was your title again?
I think he was the administrator of the Lumanomino.
The Department of Chief of Secretary of Administrative Headquarters Division.
You wouldn't be better off if you just said he was like the president of pudding.
Like the president of pudding.
Yeah, he's like done like 18 years as the president of pudding.
How did he get us? We so obviously never believed him. For the moment he called him.
Yeah, well, no, what he meant to say is he got us laughing.
He broke the show.
So, oh, no. JD's probably going to call up in a little bit and do his normal shtick. Who do you think he's calling in this week as?
The Jello Romano?
The Jello Romanopus?
Sharma Ramadama? fellas, any other thoughts about John Cena and Dolph Ziggler?
No. I got distracted by DJ Alamo.
Or you better remember him. The Dudley boys face the Ascension in pretty much a squash match. Dudley's hitting him with a 3D. Oh boy, how the Ascension ended up. They used to be total badasses, held those tag titles down in NXT for over a year, and this is where they are now.
Wait, I thought they were part of a faction with Stardust. What happened to that?
Yeah, exactly.
They lost. I don't know. We had Roman Reigns coming out for a promo. If I have one big note out of this, it's how comfortable Roman Reigns has really gotten. He had the what chance coming at him, and he was just like, you having a hard time hearing something I'm saying? Yeah? No? Oh, okay, let me continue. Just did not care at all, and even was getting the boring chance, and he just completely overtook him, jumped right back into his thing, got his promo more intense. The guy has gotten so fucking good, and you know, maybe they jumped the gun with him, but it is only a matter of time. This guy is going to be a huge, huge star.
Part of me still thinks he should have pulled the trigger and just said, fuck the fans, because I think he's good enough where he would have got over it. He's solid on the microphone. I mean, Dave really tells it when... I mean, we've heard plenty of guys that just try and talk over the what chant, and it ends up making them look like a doofus. He interacted with it. He made it work. That's very impressive. So I think people need to give this guy some more credit. He's clearly ready for the run at the top now. And I hope they pull the trigger this year at Mania.
He really needs a repackaging, though. Like, I think that's the worst thing about him right now is just how stale he is, still living the Shield ghost.
Well, as soon as they all split up and they all got their own look except for Roman, I said he's just the Shield as a singles gimmick. And he's not evolved from that since. He's gotten stale. I knew it was going to be a problem from the get-go, but they didn't try anything new with him.
Tony, anything to add to this?
Trying to think of what they could do to spice it up a little bit, and I don't know what I would want to see him change into. I do agree that maybe a tweak would be a good thing for them to think about doing, but...
Like, at least take off that stupid vest.
Maybe that. Maybe just, like, even if he kept the vest, maybe if he just changed his theme and he didn't come through the stands anymore.
Oh, my God. He needs pyro.
This pyro would definitely pyro. Help.
Pyro in the stands.
No, like, he doesn't even go through the stands, but the pyro's still there. He can do that little punch down thing, and then just, like,
all over the place. The entire crowd explodes.
And it's random each time, so you never know if you're, like, the audience participation. So, who knows, like, maybe even the next time somebody's proposing, there's going to be, like, fireworks at the same time.
They really should have done something after Mania. You know how he punched the ground and the pyro went off? They could have... try to fuse that into his entrances from now on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they're cutting back on costs and stuff like that, but if this is the guy you really want to make your next big star, you gotta give him a little bit more. I don't know. Well, he had a match against Braun Strowman. He won via countout, which you know was fine for this. You know, I think this was Braun Strowman's first actual loss. He had to beat him down a lot in order to get that count out. So it still looked like a victory. And, you know, the important part is that this is just a step on Roman Reigns' path to getting his full revenge and closing the chapter with Bray Wyatt.
And what's, so, I'm good with, What's important about this, they kept Strowman strong so Cena can beat him later.
Yeah.
It was pretty boring, though.
Yeah.
Like, I get where they're going with this, and I probably would have done something similar, if not the exact same type of booking. But, like I said before, went into this episode really, really tired. And you can't do a match like this and not just kind of make me doze off.
just going into the chat room here. I haven't really read too much from it tonight. Sorry, guys. Creepers on the Radar has a suggestion saying they should give him an orange vest. So he looks like a construction worker or something.
Orange is the new Roman.
Okay, well, there's our episode title. Orange is the new Roman. Cool. All right. So we had Rusev. Did he have a match?
I didn't Ryback. Break down.
Yeah, he had a match against Ryback. The match wasn't what was important. They had Summer Rae get in the ring with him after the match. Rusev gets caught because after this weekend, he proposed to Lana, and they are now engaged after turning down Summer Rae on Raw last week. Oh, what a mess. I'm talking about the story, not that whole thing. Summer Rae breaks up with Rusev. I think we could finally say we have some finality with this fucking story. Dolph Ziggler seems like he's focusing on getting a title instead. Rusev and Lana are just together again. Good. Fucking they belong together. And Summer Rae can go back to not being on TV.
Nah, I like Summer Rae being on my TV. Just not, like, talking or doing anything.
So they might as well have just came out tonight and went, so, guys, TMZ kind of fucked us. So, yeah, we're... Forget this happened.
Oh, they put it up on WWE.com.
Well, after TMZ reported on it, they couldn't ignore it because it was fucking trending everywhere. So I'm glad they acknowledged it. I'm glad that the storyline's now over. And I'm glad that Lana and Rusev are back together because they should have never split up.
You know what? Like, if this was like the 80s, like Vince would have just gotten so pissed at Rusev because it would have just totally killed kayfabe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the good thing is it killed this story.
Yeah, I think this was this. They might be pissed off at the situation, they might not be, but it was a blessing in disguise. And to be quite honest, I think they're probably happy that they just made a headline.
I could definitely see them looking at this as like, well, we couldn't figure out a way to get out of it, and we got some attention. Yay! You know, there's really like no downside to this. Like, they look stupid because they're just acknowledging that this is all bullshit. But at the same time,
The worst part of it was Michael Cole.
Thank fuck it's over. Like, I'm okay with dealing with the whole stupid. Hey guys, remember that whole storyline we were doing? Kind of bullshit. As long as it means we're not going to get another month and a half of fucking Ziggler and Rusev.
The biggest problem coming out of this is, what is a feud meant to do? It's meant to position at least one of the people involved to a higher level or propel them into their next feud. But what did this accomplish? Absolutely fucking nothing.
I think the original intention was to get Lana over. Like, as a really big diva.
Well, but fucking then she got herself hurt. That trailed off a long time ago, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. It's annoying. They'll commit to the storylines that they don't need to commit to. And then they won't commit to a guy that they want to push. Like, they'll push him for 1 month and then forget about him. Yet they make us sit through this shit for, like, 3 months.
Yeah, like, I'm not the type of person that will defend Cesaro all the time. I think that he's kind of at the level that he should be. But at the same time, it's like, that guy does good work in the ring. And then he'll start getting, like, support from the crowd. And people will be like, oh, look, people kind of like this guy. We shouldn't use them for the next 3 weeks. And then they'll do a story like this, and it'll be like, damn, nobody's getting into this feud. How about we make, like, 5 video packages about it for this episode of Raw? That'll do the trick. Just beat them down, and then they'll buy into our crap.
Oh, my God. We suffered through all those stupid videos they had a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we're not even getting actual finality to this feud.
It's sad that we're actually considering it a positive tonight just because we don't have to deal with it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't even want to see a payoff at this point. It's just
go
away.
It's a mercy killing.
This old Yeller for this story.
Yeah, it's like when you have, like, an animal and they're just, like, in too much pain that you just euthanize them.
This might be one of the worst storylines in the last few years.
I would definitely consider it for the award at the end of the year. Yeah,
it's my number one choice so far. I've got like a little asterisk next to it right now.
What else is in contention?
I think I had something about Something else about Rusev, actually. It might have been something about, like, the John Cena thing. Maybe at the beginning of the year or something like that. Let me bring that up real quick.
Could it have been the initial breakup, like when he broke his ankle and he was on the crutches and everything?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty fucking bad, too.
Let's see.
God, Rusev has been stinking the joint out this year, hasn't he?
No, but he's also been on fire sometimes. Like, remember when he was burning up Kevin Owens in the ring? He's like, your name's Kevin Owens. You got two first names.
The two major ones that I have down, I have notes about some different things and stuff, but the ones that I have a little asterisk next to are both Dolph Ziggler things. It's that one, and then it's the Kiss Me Arse.
Oh, yeah, Kiss Me Arse was fucking terrible.
In parentheses, where he doesn't kiss his arse.
Was Zilly saying Tamina Santino? That wasn't this year, was it?
Santino had a job this year?
Yeah, Santino's been gone well over a year.
I didn't like that either, though, when it happened.
Oh, you know what you need to put in that list? I mean, I didn't watch it, but I'm sure that whole GFW invasion was fucking atrocious.
Well, if I was doing things outside of WWE, I'm sure WWE wouldn't even, like, come close.
Or how about Matt Hardy winning the world title at the biggest event of the year and then surrendering it a week later?
Was it even a week later? I could have sworn it was, like, the night after.
It might have been.
It was pretty close.
Fucking up. Abysmal.
All right. Well,
at least you're better than that, right, Rusev?
So we had Kalisto in a one-on-one match against Kevin Owens. I tuned out during this match. Kevin Owens wins, I guess, right? Like, I can't imagine it would have gone any other way.
Is Owens right back at the next pay-per-view or the Lucha Dragons?
He did face both of them week after week, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind it. I actually like when we get to see Kevin Owens fight a couple of guys lower than him and get himself over and look legitimate. But
that's what Raw's supposed to fucking be.
I know, you're not meant to give all your matches away. It's meant to build to everything, and it's a nice change of pace. I don't have any ill feelings towards the match, but I don't feel like they've built to his match with Ryback if that's what they're doing.
Yeah, like, Ryback could have been on commentary or something, right?
Or at least, like, even if you don't want to interact that week, all you have to do is switch to a camera of him looking at the monitor backstage.
That's a good point.
2 seconds. That's all.
That would require him to leave catering.
No, he can still be looking at it in catering. He's just like, he's looking at it through like a reflective plate. It's behind them, the screen, that kind of a thing. But I like it. I mean, like we said last week, the idea of having Kevin Owens against somebody different, I'm down with that. I'm so sick and tired of seeing like Kevin Owens and Sheamus against Ryback and some guy, or like a six-man tag, or you know, any of that kind of crap. So having him just beat Kalisto, Kalisto's not doing anything. He's not really useful that round right now. So he got a couple of good hits in too, and Kevin Owens did some fun things. He's always fun. So we've got like that little part of the night where he was pretending that he was going to jump over the top rope and just went underneath and smacked Kalisto on the back. Like, I laughed. You know, it was worth it for that at the very least. And Kevin Owens looks pretty strong. So, you know, didn't really build up the Ryback thing. But then again, are we really building up Ryback, or are we just kind of stalling and making Kevin Owens look good?
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate goal, is Kevin Owens looking good.
Mm-hmm.
So having to come out there, face some fresh opponents, keep getting some wins. Probably the best thing you can do with him right now.
Yeah, thumbs up on that thing.
You know what, though? If someone wanted to argue that they should have prioritized Ryback over Kevin Owens, I wouldn't say they were wrong. Like, I like both guys.
Well, they've already invested so much in Ryback. They certainly shouldn't just be dropping him off the face of the planet.
Definitely not.
I wouldn't mind if he does beat Kevin Owens and they trade it backwards and forwards, because both of these guys, I don't want to see him. Either one of them get really hurt. I was surprised that they got matched up together.
Well, if they could have some kick-ass matches, they should be able to both come out of it looking good. We'll see. I mean, Kevin Owens is one of those guys who you think you could throw out there with almost anybody and have a good match. Ryback's improved a lot, so hopefully they can pull that out. We had a running gag here with Kane talking on an intercom with Triple H, who had bad reception, and Triple H keeps trying to ask Kane who's going to be in the main event with Seth Rollins, and he can't hear him every time Kane's trying to tell him that it's going to be him. It's Kane versus Seth Rollins in a lumberjack match. Finally, Triple H and Stephanie are able to hear him enough to where they're like, no, Kane, you cannot do that. You are not to go out there under any circumstances. So we get this mystery over who's going to be Seth Rollins' opponent tonight. Well, who is it? It's Kane! It's Demon Kane.
It's got to be Kane.
I like the whole split personality thing, but this was a little disappointing that they were just going to pull like the mystery points. Like, oh, well, it's Kane, but it's the other Kane.
You guys get sick and tired of the whole intercom conference thing by like the third time, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That joke well ran itself dry.
I'm kind of sick of them giving away the fucking title matches before the goddamn event. They did it with John Cena and Seth Rollins. They've done it with Kane and Seth Rollins now. Why do I need to see the pay-per-view?
It's not even like the match that they're having in the pay-per-view is anything special.
No, this has more of a special gimmick to it than that match does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's something's on the line there, and that's the whole big thing. Well, we know Seth Rollins isn't going to fucking lose, and we know that Kane is going to lose that whole position and that it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, like, you know, I would have rather had seen a Lumberjack match at the pay-per-view, or really, I would have rather had just seen a different type of feud, but... underwhelming as all hell. I got so sick and tired of this whole we still have some kind of problems, Kane.
I was okay with this being just a filler feud because the big picture, Hell in a Cell, is The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. But when that isn't there to be promoted, this just does not like... it doesn't fill the void. It's just very underwhelming. For your title picture, it's definitely not selling the fucking network, and it's definitely not selling Hell in a Cell.
Well, I don't think it was meant to. I think they expect Brock Lesnar and Undertaker to, but the problem is nobody's fucking selling that either.
And they're like, guys, what's our big hook for this pay-per-view? Video packages.
There's lots. We're going to have video packages inside a video package inside a video package.
Yo, dog, I heard you like video packages. We got another caller on the line. Let's go ahead and bring on our next caller. Caller!
Here we go.
Oh, wait. Caller, you're live on Mega Powers Radio.
Yes, this is David in Pittsburgh. How you doing tonight?
Hi, David. David.
What job position do you have?
Yeah, what job position do you have, David?
You guys watch? Well... I was watching Raw in the Steelers game.
That's your
tonight,
job, is watching Raw?
Oh, watching Raw? That sounds awesome. I wish I could get paid for watching Raw.
Yeah, me too. I don't even get paid for doing a radio show about Raw.
Yes, well, my friend John and I have a radio show in Pittsburgh. It's called US Raw Radio.
You haven't said however yet.
But, all in all, I just want to say the main event was very much of a joke. I mean, it was a good show until the main event.
John Cena!
Oh, we seem to have lost the caller. Oh, well. So we don't really have anything more to talk about on this Raw. So start finishing things out here. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well,
hey, Payton. Peyton. Wago.
Boogie now.
Got a question for you guys tonight. You guys there? Team.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry. Hello? I don't know who I'm talking to. Hello.
This is JD. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Angie.
Oh. Hi, Angie.
I'm sorry. I was with somebody in the other room.
That's okay. Are you a friend of Peen and Wago?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh. I don't know how you got on here then.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not really sure how I got to talk to you.
I don't know either. Just, I guess, Peen and Wago don't know a good show when they see one. They think their show's the best show on radio, and it's not, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Is that what they started doing?
Yeah, because they think their show, Mega Power, is the best show ever. And I have a friend, my friend and I have a talk show of our own, and it's way better than theirs, trust me.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have to look into this. When is your show on?
Monday afternoon.
Oh, okay. So you do it like before the wrestling and stuff and talk about like what happened during the week?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And they're just doing, you know, like all the stupid shit that happens on Monday.
Well, I used to be a regular caller to their show until they cut me and my friend off about 6 months ago, however. And then me and my friend a couple months ago came up with our own idea of a show, and ever since then, we've become the new number one voice on Monday afternoon.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I listened, Oh, so you're JD, right?
Yes.
Oh, I enjoyed listening to you talk so much.
Well, like I said, I'm the best talk show guy out there right now.
Oh, so sad what they did.
Yeah, it's their loss.
Yeah.
Hi, Angie.
She can't
hear us.
Well,
what do you plan on doing in the future?
Hosting the best talk show around, however, and like I said, how I continue to host my show with my two friends, one of them is from my neck of the woods, and one of them is from out of state. So the three of us are the best female team out there on radio today.
Aw. Well, that's great. I'll have to call in and see when I can next time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was nice talking to
you. Hi, Angie.
Hello. You fucking asshole.
Oh, was she in the line to get the call?
I didn't know it was going to be you.
Wow, that's like the best booby trap ever.
I do love that you were just like, so you do it like before the wrestling?
Oh, God. Almost every time I heard him say, however, I wanted to slap you all. just pound your heads in. And grab that bell and shove it into Steve's ass. Oh, my God. And I feel so bad. I'm sitting in this room laughing inside so hard. Tears are coming out of my eyes. I don't want to make sound.
Oh. Well, the chat room loved it.
I don't even want to know what they're saying.
Considering you just got thrown in the middle of that, you did well.
Yeah, just been kind of winging it with these calls the last couple weeks.
I'm just like, so we're gonna do the good Ben Nogley. You know, this isn't the good Ben Nogley. It's the Oakley.
For once, I was able to sit and watch Raw and think about everything I was going to be able to speak to you all with all of this knowledge and give you my firm opinion. And be the one woman in the divas section that could actually talk to you.
Wait, don't refer to yourself as the divas section.
Turn around and do this.
Don't insult yourself like that.
Okay, it's woman. It's women's wrestling. I don't know why they have to fucking call them divas. But then I know why they turned it into divas, and it's not wrestling. It's some bullshit, bitch, sex, cell shit. It's not wrestling.
Well, did you enjoy Raw tonight?
It's all. Never mind. Oh my God, I want to kill you all.
Did you actually enjoy Raw tonight, though? Because we were kind of just like blah about it.
There were bits and pieces that I did enjoy. I was able to come back. I really enjoyed watching. Rollins, or God damn it, Roman Reigns, do speak on the mic and taking the what?
Taking the what? Taking the what?
What? I did enjoy that. I enjoyed watching how they threw in.
I think Andrew's the fake JD.
Yes, he did. I have it on. I was listening through you two different ways, and I can't get to the other way and turn it off now. Never mind. Okay. The last match, God damn it, I keep hearing shit.
What do you keep saying, God damn it, is your snake biting you or something?
No, I think she's hearing like herself talk.
No, there's stuff in... I'm in a hospital. It's midnight, and there are things going on all around me.
Oh shit, that cult put her in the hospital.
Like people dying?
Okay, in the Lumberman match...
Angie, you're gonna listen to this later and you're gonna really
Oh, should I just shut up now and let you laugh at me?
Not in the slightest bit.
No, we're already laughing at you. So...
Poor Angie.
Oh, all the times I've thought to myself, you know, I really think I should call in just because it was only 20 minutes long, and you guys didn't really have anything to talk about. And
well, the chat loves just... the bad matches.
I mean, haven't you ever heard us? Haven't you heard how we handle our other callers?
Lately?
Lately?
Or the past few weeks?
Ever?
Yeah, we're pretty much assholes.
Ever?
You know us.
Sometimes.
I stumped her. So
you know what I just remembered, and I really didn't need to.
What's that?
I am on camera right now and being recorded. So there is a whole staff of nurses and doctors who just watched this entire thing and listened to me speak.
And they're sitting there going, what's a lumber baron?
Do hospitals really do that?
I love
what? Listen to people's phone calls?
Like, just have cameras on you, just monitoring you all the time?
No, not like in a normal situation.
Yeah, I'm also hooked up to about 30 different things attached to my head, and then I have two electrodes inserted into my cheeks.
Oh, your Voltobe evolved?
Cheekbone.
Oh my gosh. With
little wires actually coming out of my cheeks.
Jesus Christ.
Still sounds less painful than talking to JD.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, yes. The whole thing I'd rather go through again than be on the phone. I'll send you a picture of myself.
Selfie.
Post it in the Mega Man X.
So much fun.
I'm sure that people watching are having fun too.
I didn't know, like, if you guys would want me to talk to you more. Or, yeah, I'm just sitting here.
What type of pain medicine they got you on?
All of them.
Oh no! But that's the funny thing. I'm not on any medication.
What?
Nothing. What? I just have to sit and wait here. I have an empty IV sitting ready in my arm. But I'm just sitting here and waiting.
That's weird.
Yes, it is very weird.
Why don't they, like, refill the IV?
They haven't. You sure you're in a hospital, or did Ferris dump your ass in a closet?
Oh, it's a pretty big closet.
Is Darren Young in there?
I do have food and water.
Yeah, he couldn't read the sign. He accidentally walked in there.
Was it Darren Young the person or Darren Young the character? So,
Should I just disappear now?
Well, do you have anything you want to say about Raw?
Oh, wait, the good I'm going to say was Roman Reigns on the mic, how he handled himself. The bad was that goddamn fucking Paige Payday thing. And the ugly, I couldn't really watch it that closely, but just something I wanted to just, you know, say, my God, why was just all the mess ups and just weird stuff that happened during the John Cena match?
Mess ups?
Like, just the moves they didn't, I don't know.
What'd you think about the proposal?
Like, they could have done how they are in some of the positions they were in, just like, no, that doesn't look right. He didn't. They could have wrestled that so much better.
They could have wrestled that.
And then the camera work was horrible. Oh, during the Cesaro, was Neville getting remember.
What did you think about the proposal?
Camera work.
During the John Cena Dolph
Ziggler. It was so fast. What the hell happened?
Oh, so like some guy asked his girlfriend to marry him during the match.
Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about the Rusev one.
Oh, yeah, that one too. Actually, love is in the air.
I wasn't watching the screen, so I didn't hear them say anything about it. I didn't know it was happening until I looked up, and then, like, the crowd was all acting weird, and they were doing a shot in the crowd, and then I actually posted in the Mega Maniacs, what did I just miss? What's going on? And then no one told me anything.
Oh.
So I didn't know about it until you guys started talking about it.
Well, that's why we do the show. And so we can embarrass you and everybody else who calls. All right, AJ, I think we should let you go.
You guys really do need a woman on your crew, don't you?
We need a woman in a lot of ways. All right, Angie, we'll talk to you again some other time. You have a good night, Angie.
Yeah, feel better.
Okay, you guys too. Bye.
Oh, goodness. We do have one more call.
Bullies.
Huh?
You bullies.
Us? Like, you're not a part of this.
No, I'm just an innocent bystander in all this.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow we're going to get a message from Angie. I'm just like, yeah, what the fuck?
We have another caller here. I guess I'll bring him on before we actually do our good, bad, and ugly. We got a caller from the 765. Caller from 765. Who's there?
No, it's his Drew. I'm just listening as my phone acted up.
Oh, okay, fuck you,
Drew. My laptop got weird. So
all right.
I'm just listening.
Fuck you, Drew.
Catch you later.
No one likes you.
All right, Drew's listening. Maybe we'll pop him in for the, since he's there. Drew, what's your good, bad, and ugly?
My good, it's definitely Angie. My bad, David, and possibly a not David. I don't know if there's a difference between the two. And my ugly is the headquarters of the department.
All right, Joe, catch you a little later.
Whole headquarters.
The whole headquarters.
Vicious.
Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good's gonna go to Bare Hands. Just like the idea that they actually gave that a freaking name. I actually did like another thing I've had written down. It's a fire safety poster. I thought that was funny. But Bare Hands all the way. New Day rocks. The bad's gonna be the fact that this whole Lana, Summer Rae, Rusev thing, I'm glad that it's over, but this is how it ends, with just like them throwing their arms up in the air and just being like, well, we fucking tried, right? Like, and the ugly is going to go to the fact that this was just a video package night, and I have no interest going into Hell in a Cell anymore.
Wago, follow up with your good, bad, and ugly.
I'm going to give the good to John Cena and Dolph Ziggler. A good wrestling match. You can't really go wrong with that. As far as the bad goes, this show, and the ugly goes to our callers tonight.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Well, for my good, bad, and ugly, actually, let me see if there's anyone in the chat. Anyone give a good, bad, and ugly in the chat? Yes, no? No. Chat, get on that shit. My good, bad, and ugly, my good, I'm actually going to give to the Roman Reigns promo. Very impressive tonight. Proud of the guy. My bad, I'm going to take one from Waco. I'm just going to say this whole goddamn show. These Raws have just been getting progressively worse, and they need to do something about that. I get it's a slower season, but there's no excuse. And the ugly, I think the worst thing about this whole night, just as Tony said, were all the damn video packages. This was one of the most lazy Raws I think they've done as far as actual booking and having people go out there and do stuff in the ring. And you know, when you just play these video packages, just one guy pressing a play button in a truck, you know, pretty much everyone else just kicking back and doing nothing. So waste of a show for me as far as that. My favorite commercial tonight, I don't know if I necessarily even liked it, but it was the one that stuck out to me the most, and the one I just feel like I have to talk about, are these Tomcat commercials. I guess this is some kind of like mice bait and traps, stuff like that. And they say, Tomcat kills mice, but what do we do with the dead mice? And they had a series of commercials of like what you could do with dead mouse bodies. And they had one where they like shove the mouse into the exhaust pipe of a car, and it builds up until it launches it out and like hits a target and falls into a grave. And they had another one where it was strapped to a rocket and it was a rocket to heaven. These commercials were fucking terrible.
They sound amazing.
They actually had like dead mouse with like X's taped over it.
So Pete is gonna have a fit over this, right?
Yeah, I'd be amazed if they don't. All right, we got one in the chat room here. Silent Wind of Doom. Good hearing Cole say Strowman's on his knees. Roman may have him right where he wants him. the bad, the payday commercial, and the Uggy. The Uggy. The ugly is Big E's belt shelf.
I googled Uggy.
Wisely, good when the show ended, the bad, everything, ugly, Triple H and Stephanie on a conference call machine.
They have a lot of those conference call machines at the Department of Headquarters. We should do more shows where everybody's all tired.
I mean, you mix people being tired and fucking sick with a role this bad, what? Fuck.
All right. So we got one last thing to do, and that's our game of the evening.
I don't want
to. No, we're going to, because I think this is going to be the funnest. people in the chat room, start suggesting ways that you would like the loser to do the credits. Or the plugs.
Oh, Mike.
vertical.
Credits.
And then whoever wins can choose. They may pick one of your suggestions if it's a good one. So drop them in there and we'll see. Tonight, gentlemen, we are going to be playing Tap Out. We're going to bring Tap Out back. Remember, this is played where I give you guys a topic and you go back and forth naming a suggestion of that until you can't do it anymore. So, continuing the fact that it's October and we are going into the Halloween season, I want to continue things themed with that. And tonight's edition of Tap Out will be Masked Superstars. I'm going to say Wago starts it off. So, Wago, Masked Superstars.
Rey Mysterio.
Ultimo Dragon.
Dos Caras.
El Generico.
Dos Caras Jr. You
have to do that one. Juventude.
Blue Demon.
Demon Kane.
Blue Demon Jr.
Super Dragon.
Incognito.
Psychosis.
Psychosis Jr. I'm too fucking tired to think.
That was pretty good, though. I was impressed at how long that went. I thought, considering how tired everyone was, that was going to drop a lot quicker than that.
You know what my backup was going to be for the next two?
What?
Sin Cara Negro and Sin Cara Azul. And then Unico.
And then Los Meditores.
Nobody said Callisto.
No.
Oh, shit. If I had said Psychosis 2, I would have been correct.
Oh, really? So,
what about Psychosis 3?
Tony wins this edition. Tony, you get to choose how Wago has to read the plugs.
I want you to read them as Angie.
Oh. Shit, you're going to make me be really mean. Okay. Nothing new there.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We do have a good suggestion here from Kalen.
Oh.
Do the credits as a man eating 100 tacos in a hurricane.
I didn't watch that video after I watched the first one of them eating invisible tacos.
So maybe we should combine your efforts. Do it as Angie eating 100 tacos.
Wow, this is the most unique one we've got.
I can't remember how the fucking video went. I just remember it was loud and obnoxious.
Yep.
Fuck, I can't remember what he sounded like.
Reapers on the Radar says, read him like El Dandy.
Who the fuck's El Dandy?
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
Solomon Adams says, do them as Tim Curry.
I don't know who Tim Curry is.
What?
What?
You ever see Home Alone 2?
Oh, I just searched him. I know who he is. I just don't know his name.
Yeah, he's in like a bazillion movies.
He's that dude that looks like the Grinch.
I don't like his fucking eyebrows.
Does have weird
It's a running theme.
So I don't know what I'm reading him as.
You're reading him as a guy eating 100 tacos.
I don't remember what he fucking sounds like. Anyone got a video?
You remember Frank saying, "This is Frank with the weather report for North Michigan, getting high winds at 100 miles an hour."
Peyton, you read the plugs. You haven't done it yet. Yeah.
No, I host a show.
This is Angie, hooked up in a hospital bed. I got wire in my mouth, and I'm eating 100 tacos. I've got the shell, I've got the meat, and I'm telling you to go to MegaPowsRadio.com every Monday, post-roll show. Check out Mega Maniacs on Facebook, SmokingMoment.com, StephenWiggle.com. Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Your hom hom's not loud enough.
All right. Well, you guys heard all that stuff. Go to those places. Join us every single Monday here on MegaPowersRadio.com. I promise it won't be like this next week.
Can't be any worse. Fuck.
If we're this tired next week, then fuck.
For Stephen Wago, for Tony Mago, I'm Mike Payton. Good night.